ಕೋಟೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 8. ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದ್ಯ ಯಾವಕಾಶೇ ಪ್ರಾದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಸಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಕಂಜರಥಾಂಗ ಶಂಖ ಗದಾಧರಂ ಧಾರಣಯಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದ್ಯಾವಕಾಶೇ ಪ್ರದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಸಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಕಂಜರಥಾಂಗ ಶಂಖ ಗದಾಧರಂ ಧಾರಣಯಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದ್ಯಾವಕಾಶೇ ಪ್ರಾದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಸಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಕಂಜರಥಾಂಗ ಶಂಖ ಗದಾಧರಂ ಧಾರಣಯಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ. ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದಯಾವಕಾಶೇ ಪ್ರಾದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಸಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಕಂಜರಥಾಂಗ ಶಂಖ ಗದಾಧರಂ ಧಾರಣಯಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತು ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದಾವಕಾಶೇ ಪ್ರದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಸಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪಂಚಕಶಾಂಗ ಶಂಖ ಧಾರಣಯಾ ಸ್ಮರಂತಿ. ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಸ್ವದೇಹಾಂತರ ಹೃದಯಾವಕಾಶೇ ప్రాదేశమాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంజరథాంగ శంఖ గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి. కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశమాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంజరథాంగ శంఖ గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి. కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశమాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంజరథాంగ శంఖ గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి. కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశమాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంజరథాంగ శంఖ గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి. కేచిత్ అదర్స్ స్వదేహ అనంత స్వదేహ విదిన్ ద బాడీ హృదయ అవకాశే ఇన్ ద రీజన్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్ ప్రాదేశమాత్రం మెజరింగ్ ఓన్లీ 8 inches పురుషం the personality of Godhead vasantam residing chatubhujam with 4 hands kanja lotus rathanga the wheel of chariot shankha conchal gadadharam and within with a club in the hand dharanaya conceiving in that way smaranti do meditate upon him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation: others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart and measuring only 8 inches with 4 hands, carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a conch shell and a club respectively. Purport: the all-pervading personality of Godhead resides as Paramatma in the heart of each and every living entity. The measurement of the localized personality of Godhead is estimated to expand from the ring finger to the end of the thumb, more or less 8 inches. The form of the Lord, described in this verse with distribution of different symbols, beginning from the lower right hand up and down to the lower left hand with lotus, wheel of a chariot, conch shell and club respectively, is called Janardhan, or the plenary portion of the Lord who controls the general mass. There are many other forms of the Lord with varied situations of the symbol of lotus, conch shell, etc. And they are differently known as Purushottama, Achyuta, Narasimha, త్రివిక్రమ, ఋషికేశ, కేశవ, మాధవ, అనిరుద్ధ, ప్రద్యుమ్న, సంకర్షణ, శ్రీధర, వాసుదేవ, దామోదర, జనార్దన, నారాయణ, హరి, పద్మనాభ, వామన, మధుసూదన, గోవింద, కృష్ణ, విష్ణుమూర్తి, అధోక్షజ అండ్ ఉపేంద్ర. దీస్ 24 ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లోకలైజ్డ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఆర్ వర్షిప్డ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లానరీ సిస్టమ్. అండ్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ సిస్టమ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హ్యావింగ్ అ డిఫరెంట్ వైకుంఠ ప్లానెట్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ స్కై, విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద పరావ్యోమ్. దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ అదర్ hundreds and scores of different forms of the Lord, and each and every one of them has a particular planet in the spiritual sky, of which this material sky is only a fragmental offshoot. The Lord exists as Purusha or the male enjoyer, although there is no comparing him to any male form in the material world. But all such forms are Advaita, non-different from one another, and each of them is eternally young. The young Lord with four hands is nicely decorated as described below. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాన్ సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయితే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for my purification and for all of your pleasure. So we are in the second chapter wherein this is a kind of a juncture verse. In the first chapter, after explaining the highest truth about, you know, how the holy name of the Lord is ultimate goal, Shukadeva Goswami, seeing the audience, some of the audience, he started describing Bhakti Mishra Yoga and explaining about Virata Rupa. And then, throughout the chapter, after explaining Virata Rupa, the second chapter starting, he mentions The example of one who meditated on Virata Rupa, and it was, you know, Brahmaji's example is given. And then he sees one who perfects this practice, then he is moved to a next level. That is meditating on Paramatma form of the Lord. So this verse explains the Paramatma sitting within everyone's heart. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains there are four kinds of, you know, yogis. So the first one is one who meditates on the life air. So that's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The second one is one who meditates on the Virata Rupa. The higher than that is one who meditates on Paramatma. And then in the later he mentions then the higher than that is the localized aspect of Paramatma. So these are the four types is mentioned. Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport how this Paramatma size is, you know, angushta matrena, you know. It's like kind of 8 inches. So that's the size. But within that also, Lord is very beautiful, which, you know, Prabhupada mentioned. So this next 5 verses, like from 8 to 12, is a description of Paramatma and how beautiful he is, how attractive. There are, like, you know, Narad Muni, he also saw in his previous life, Narada as a boy, when he meditated, he got a glimpse of, you know, Paramatma, and then, you know, it went away. So same, you know, Paramatma here. So in purport, Prabhupada mentions that depending on the symbols, how they are placed in Lord's hand, there are different forms, and we discussed 24 aspects. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, there is a discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami, wherein he describes in detail how each of this form is identified, and how Krishna, at a start, he expands himself. So just to go in little detail, there is a, you know, whole chart actually, you know. So Krishna expands into three forms. One is Swayam Rupa, that is own expansion. Second is Tad Ekatma Rupa, and third is Avesh Rupa. So Swayam Rupa, again, like, you know, I wish we have projected, but, you know, this Swayam Rupa, it gets divided into Prabhava Prakash and Vibhava Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash, little technical. And then Tadekatma Rupa, it again gets divided into Swanshaka and Vilas expansion. So now, this Vilas expansions, these are called, you know, pastimes expansions of the Lord. Lord expands into Chaturvibhava. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The Chaturvibhava in turn expand into another quadruple. So, with me till now? So, it's little technical. We may not be able to remember, you know, I can give this chart. You know, it's from CC. Say, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this Sankarshan, first quadruple expansions, they are mainly residing in Dwarka. The another quadruples, they expand and they cover 4 directions. So again, this is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Now permutation starts. Each of them expands into 3 more. So that's 12. 4 into 3, 12. So this is original 4. They all get expanded into 3 each. So that is Keshava, Narayana, Madhava. These names we studied. And then, so 12 plus 4, 14. And then again, they expand into 2 each. So that is 8. So Prabhupada explains this very nicely in one of the purports. So total 24, which, you know, Prabhupada has mentioned there. So these incarnations of Lord, they have separate planet. And each one that is, you know, part of this, you know, spiritual sky. So to understand that this Paramatma, which is mentioned in this Janardana, is one of that spiritual expansion of Lord. So if we see from, like, you know, bottom down, it's Prabhupada's mercy that Prabhupada has given us the highest, you know, directly worshipping of Lord Krishna. And Bhagavatam here is describing, like, you know, maybe we can say, you know, many layers down the line actually. So that is, you know, Prabhupada's mercy. So this Paramatma is described how beautiful in the next verses. So just to summarize till here that the yogis, Bhakti Mishra yogis, their object of dharana, you know, what their object of meditation is there. So initially, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that they meditate on Virata Rupa, and when they advance, they meditate on Paramatma, which is, he started describing from this verse. So today, since it's disappearance of Ishwarpuri, we will discuss something about Srila Ishwarpuri. In Adilila, chapter 9, verse 11, it is said, Shri Ishwarpuri rupe anu ankura pushta haila apane chaitanya mali skanda upajila. The seed of devotional service next fructified in the form of Srila Ishwarpuri, and then the gardener himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of the tree of devotional service. So please try to repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a gardener, he planted a tree of devotional service. The chapter's name is the Desire Tree of Devotional Service. So who was the seed? The seed was Madhavendra Puri. It is said that Madhavendra Puri comes in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya, but he was the one who gave us the love of gopis in a mood of separation. Madhavendra Puri, he writes one very beautiful and, you know, famous verse. You know, Aidina Dayadra Nathahe Mathura Nath Kadavalokasye Hridayam Tad Aloka Kataram Dayati Brahmyasi Kim Karomi Aham. So Srila Prabhupada explains this in Madhyalila. The verse says that, O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? It is said that this verse is the seed of this love in separation. Of course, it's a very high topic. But just to mention, Prabhupada mentions in the purport. So Madhavendra Puri, he planted the seed. And who was the sampling? Like the seed sprouts, the first thing comes out, small offshoot. So he was Ishwarpuri. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in a beautiful Vaishnava song, you know, Krishna Vaite Chaturmukha, he explains the whole parampara system. There also he mentions, you know, Madhavendra Puri Vara Shishyavara Sri Ishwara Nityananda Sri Advaita Vibhum. Ishwara Purite Dhanya Karilela Sri Chaitanya Jagadguru Gaura Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya Patita Janete Dayadhama. So there he mentions that from Madhavendra Puri's three prominent disciples he mentions. First one, foremost he mentions, is Ishwara Puri. The reason, and then another one is Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. So Ishwarpuri, we'll see, he had three amazing, outstanding qualities. He was perfect devotee, he was perfect disciple, and he was perfect spiritual master. We'll see how. Ishwarpuri, he appeared in Kumarhatta, that is near Kolkata, in India, in Jyeshtha month on full moon day. And he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Being a pure devotee himself, he preached this, message of Lord. But at the same time, he exhibited the most amazing quality of humility. Once he went to Mayapur and he stayed in Gopinath Acharya's house, and then he went to visit Advaita Acharya. So devotees were not knowing him, who is he? They just thought that he is a Mayavadi sannyasi. And then Advaita Acharya also asked, who are you? He just says, I'm a small, insignificant, sannyasi. So then Advaita Acharya, but looking at him, he felt that this must be a very special soul. And then the Mukundatta who was there, he also felt the same way. So Mukundatta, what he did is, he started singing Krishna's, glorification very beautifully. And that time, Ishwarpuri started exhibiting the symptoms of, Ashtavikara, pure devotion. And that time, actually, Advaita Acharya could understand that he is a Ishwarpuri. And then he went and he embraced Ishwarpuri. And then they discussed, Krishna Katha for, long time. So this quality of humility, it is very much exhibited by, Ishwarpuri. We can see this. So that's how he was, perfect devotee. That time he met Lord Chaitanya, who was a Nimaya Pandit. And then Ishwarpuri used to discuss his book known as Krishna Lilamrut with Gadadhar Pandit. So he asked one day to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you? So he was with his students. They say he is Nimaya Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimaya Pandit very respectfully says, can you come and, have prasad in my house? So Ishwarpuri goes, Mother Sachi cooks for them. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimaya Pandit, very submissively serves him. So in talks, Ishwarpuri says, can you please edit my book? Just, see this book, since you are a grammar pandit, grammar teacher. Just see if there is any mistake. So Nimaya Pandit, who was famous to defeat anyone and everyone, he said that whatever comes out of a mouth of a pure devotee, it's perfect and it's nectar. If somebody tries to find fault in them, he is a aparadhi. He is a sinful person. But Ishwarpuri, out of his humility, he still says, still see, if something is there. Then Nimaya Pandit takes that manuscript and he comes after a few days and says, I feel this particular word is not correct. And then Ishwarpuri says, okay, I'll think about it. And then he goes, he meditates on that whole night. The next day, when he comes, he says, that word is perfect. And Nimaya Pandit was famous to defeat everyone. He just accepts defeat from his, to be spiritual master. Then later, it comes in Chaitanya Bhagavat that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes to Gaya to do Pindadan for his father. And that time, he meets Ishwarpuri in a temple of, Vishnupada temple. The temple where Lord Vishnu's lotus footprints are there. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy, again meeting Ishwarpuri, and he says, can you please initiate me? Ishwarpuri, again in the mood of a humble servant, he says, my whole life is for you, what to speak of initiation. And then of course he initiates him, and the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally serves him, personally cooks for him and offers prasad. And that time, Ishwarpuri instructs him to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that, I asked my spiritual master, what should I do? So my spiritual master Ishwarpuri said, you are a fool, He was explaining, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining this to Prakashananda Saraswati. He says that my spiritual master said I am fool. I should just chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And chant and dance. And therefore, he said not to study me the Vedanta philosophy. So it was mercy of Ishwarapuri who unlocked this, who initiated Lord Chaitanya. So this was his, Ishwarapuri's, perfectness as a pure devotee. Then later, his perfectness as pure disciple is exhibited when Madhavendra Puri was in his last days. He was, apparently invalid. So that time, Ishwarapuri did all menial service like cleaning his urine and stool, helping him in each and every way, always discussing Krishna. So that time, one of other disciple of Madhavendra Puri named Ramachandra Puri, he came and he saw Madhavendra Puri in the mood of a separation of gopis. He was, saying, "Where is Krishna? I never found Krishna." So this Ramachandra Puri, not understanding the mood of Madhavendra Puri, he said, he did audacity that, "Oh, you are not able to remember Krishna, just meditate on impersonal Brahman. At least you will get, impersonal liberation." Then Madhavendra Puri, he goes mad. He said, "You rascal, you just get out of my face. Just stand in front of me." And then Ramachandra Puri, because offending his guru, he loses all his good qualities, and later he becomes a very, proper offender who offends each and everyone. And he teaches us how not to be. But on the other hand, Ishwarapuri served his spiritual master very humbly, and he always reminded him about Krishna. So before leaving his body, Madhavendra Puri said that, "I am so pleased with you that I pray to Krishna to give his full blessings unto you and to bestow you with the love of Godhead." So the seed which Madhavendra Puri carried was transferred to Ishwarapuri. And then Ishwarapuri, as a faithful disciple, he nurtured it, and like it became a sampling, and then it later grown to the tree of Lord Chaitanya. So this shows the perfect disciple qualities of Ishwarapuri. So it is said there are three kinds of disciple. First class disciple, he understands the minds of spiritual master. For example, Ishwarapuri, Srila Prabhupada, he preached in West. That was understanding his spiritual master wanted. He printed books. The second class disciple is that spiritual master tells him, "Okay, bring me water." He brings him water. So in essence, he listens to the instructions of spiritual master. So the first class disciple, he understands the mind of spiritual master. Second class disciple, he follows the instructions of disciple. And third class disciple, he understands the instructions and he does exactly opposite. Prabhupada says, cooperate. And a third class, immatured disciple, and even grand disciples and great grand disciples to come, they won't cooperate. And follow four regulative principles, chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. It's clearly told, but they won't follow. So this is third class. So at least we should try to be second class, if not first class. We should not imitate to be first class, "Oh, I understand mind of my spiritual master." But at least we should try to be on the second class level, that we follow the instructions Srila Prabhupada which has given, which are coming through our senior devotees in parampara system. So this is the first class disciple, Ishwarapuri. And how he was first class spiritual master? Later in Chaitanya Charitamrut, pastime comes wherein after Ishwarapuri leaves his body, he asks his servant Govinda and Kashishwar Pandit to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a personal servant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asks Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he is my god brother, but how can I take service from him? And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that, no, since it is, you know, order of your spiritual master, you can accept him as a your personal servant. So that shows that as a guru, he was caring for his disciple, that is Lord Chaitanya, knowing that he is Supreme Lord. Also, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he puts forth an argument to Lord Chaitanya. He says that Govinda is born in a Shudra family. How Ishwarpuri accepted him as his personal servant? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that, he quotes this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know, Srila Prabhupada rather quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that, you know, yasya prasada, sorry, sakshad haritvena samasta shastre, that the Lord's pure devotees, they are non-different from Krishna, so they are independent to act. And just by the purity and desire of Ishwarpuri, Govinda and Kashishwar Pandit, they have become more qualified than even a Brahmana. So this shows the third aspect, which even Srila Prabhupada imbibed. He did not consider, you know, who is born in a Western family or, you know, is as Indian birth. He accepted everyone as his disciple. For that, many of his god brothers criticized him. But again, you know, sakshad haritvena samasta shastra. Because pure devotee is fully empowered by Lord, is like, you know, avesha tattva. Therefore, he can extend himself and purify even the most fallen. So that shows the perfectness as a spiritual master of a Ishwarpuri. So we saw how Ishwarpuri was a perfect disciple, perfect devotee, was most humble. He never exhibited his love of God. Second, he never showed off his love of God. Second, we saw he was a perfect disciple. He served Madhavendra Puri in most humble way. And third, we saw that he was perfect guru as well. That he did not consider giving Krishna based on birth, based on caste, creed, color, but just based on the sincerity of a heart. So, on this, you know, auspicious day of disappearance, it is said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kumarahatta, he took dust from his birthplace, and every day he used to eat as an reverence to his spiritual master. So all the devotees followed, and that whole, it became like a whole lake, and that, you know, that place is called at Chaitanya Doha, is still today there. So on this auspicious day, we all can pray that we all get the blessings of Ishwarpuri, who is actually, you know, the cause for us to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And we, you know, through his, like, you know, with his blessings, we hope and pray that we at least become a second class disciple, wherein we try to follow whatever is, you know, told to us, and we shoulder the burden, not burden the shoulder of our spiritual master. So with this, we stop here. Any questions, comments? Okay, yes, Prabhu.
You kindly mentioned that the three disciples of Madhavendra Puri, Ishwarpuri. So Nityananda Prabhu associated both with Ishwarapuri and Madhavendra Puri. Can you give a synopsis of interactions of Nityananda Prabhu with either one of them?
Nityananda Prabhu with Ishwarpuri?
And also Madhavendra Puri.
I have not read about interaction with, like, you know, Ishwarpuri and Nityananda Prabhu. Maharaj, you have any reference? Yeah, the question is, he want to know the interactions between Ishwarpuri and Nityananda Prabhu. Interactions between Ishwarpuri and Nityananda Prabhu. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I also don't have reference. If I find anything, I'll let you know.
there is a pastime that Madhavendra Puri, when he meets Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu in his dream. So I don't think the problem is the microphone, Prabhu.
So Prabhuji was mentioning there is a pastime of Madhavendra Puri going in the dream of Nityananda Prabhu. So he just wanted to know the details.
The question is for me or for Prabhu? If I can answer the question, because Nityananda Prabhu is the original guru, he was the person who taught the path of love and separation to Madhavendra Puri initially, and the Madhavendra Puri in turn was the seed for that mood of devotion.
Before I even do that, thank you very much for a very scholarly and meticulously detailed talk. I know it takes a lot to get all of that into your head and keep it stuck there. So thank you very much. And regarding, if I can remember, what I about, yes, you mentioned, and it was just mentioned in the question a moment ago, that there is the gopis of Vrindavan. They're considered the highest because of their perfect love for the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation. So I'm sure many devotees want to know not just the difference between love and separation and love and meeting, but why is it considered a higher or a greater level of love than the meeting stage? Because many devotees may want to immediately jump to that higher stage of separation, and in their imagination think that they're in love with Krishna in separation when it is nothing more than imagination. So one has to actually know what are the qualities that a person must have, which we see in the gopis, to have that love and separation so that we are actually not, unfortunately, moving to a stage of hallucination. There are many people think, and we have the whole batch of Sahaja devotees, which are all in that category, and they're all thinking that they are on that, putting lipstick on their face and rouge on their cheeks and eyeshadow, all of this, and putting on dresses and talking like girls. So they're thinking that yes, I am a gopi. And I have this love and separation for Krishna, and they're acting. So actually, they're good. They may be good actors, and they may be trick a lot of unfortunate and unknowing devotees to think that maybe that is the standard. So we go out and buy a dress and get some nice makeup, and you start talking like a girl. So this is very unfortunate, and Prabhupada decries this very heavily because it is nothing more than. Imagination is nothing more than delusion, and so I'm asking for the benefit of everyone in this class and the benefit of anyone and everyone who may be listening over the internet to, if you can, and I'm not demanding that you do this because you've already expressed so many great and wonderful ideas in your class, but what is, first of all, what is the benefit of loving the Lord in separation? Why is it higher? Why is it better? Why is it greater? Why should we strive for this? Basically that. And why not just be satisfied with love in meeting the Lord?
Yes. Okay. So, thank you, Maharaj. So, the tendency in the conditioned state is that when we don't have something, we are more eager to get it. But once we get it, we try for something else. I'll just give a material example. Even Prabhupada also tells. When a boy is in love with a girl, he is constantly thinking of the girl. But once they get married, he's not thinking that intensely because he already have it. So the nature of mind, it's like, you know, it oscillates, you know, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. And then, when he gets that, that oscillation stops. And then again, in a state where we are not completely purified, it starts looking for something else. So therefore, so this is, I'm speaking from a material perspective. Now in case of why the gopis' love is highest, because even in, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this Gop Kumara is going back to spiritual world, there is discussion that who is better devotee. And there is whole category mentioned starting from, you know, Pandavas, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, Devaki, Yashoda, and, you know, all the way up to gopis. So there, each devotee, he feels that the other one is better than me. And ultimately the gopis, why? Because gopis, they constantly, non-stop think of Krishna, 24/7. While those who have Krishna with them, they may be thinking of Krishna's service or something else, but that intensity doesn't come. See, if we don't have something, the intensity is more than if we have something. So therefore, it is considered the gopis' love is greatest because they are constantly want to have, you know, Krishna with them. So of course, this is pretty high topic beyond my realizations. But this is what I have heard from Prabhupada lecture. And Prabhupada always gives this example of, you know, a boy wanting to meet a girl versus a boy who is married. So by wanting to meet a girl, the intensity is more versus, you know, after getting married. So same way, the gopis, they are in separation, so their intensity is more because they always want to have Krishna with them. So, Maharaj, you want to add something?
I would just say in a very few words that when one loves in separation, the emotional intensity is, you also hinted at this, the emotional intensity grows stronger and stronger. And emotion is not just a word, but it is also exhibited often with tears of separation, sometimes stammering, sometimes shaking of the head, sometimes intense weeping. Now that is a very, very intense experience, and it arouses the emotion of transcendental bliss to a much higher level. And because it raises it to a higher level, one begins to, although at the same time feeling this separation, but also because of the intensity of the absorption in the beloved, that brings such a higher and higher expression of affection. And that higher expression of affection is bringing higher and higher levels of transcendental bliss. And that bliss can culminate in a person not being able to even control himself as a standing or a sitting human being anymore. He often falls to the floor, may roll on the floor, and while doing that may even lose external consciousness and enter into a different consciousness, which we call transcendental or Vrindavan consciousness. And in that Vrindavan consciousness, actually one has the experience, like Lord Chaitanya shows that in the book. You have the experience of finally reaching the beloved, at which point there is a sense of such high exhilarating fulfillment that meeting becomes very, very satisfying, and very joyful because you've been waiting for so long. And finally, the Beloved is here. And you cannot even speak as a result of that type of ecstasy. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj. So by the way, for all practical purposes, what Maharaj said is our aspiration. For all practical purposes, we are at anartha nivritti stage. At least I can speak of myself. And then we should not, as Maharaj said, never try to imitate what Maharaj was just explaining. So, yeah, thank you, Maharaj, for giving us the what is the ultimate.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Sgandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Ishwara Puripad ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.